Dellingpole, COP26 clown show ends in crocodile tears. By James Dellingpole on November 15, 2021. The COP26 clown show is over. It ended, appropriately enough, with the absurd spectacle of the event's president, a no-mark British MP called Alok Sharma, shedding crocodile tears over the failure to ban coal. Instead of agreeing to phase out coal, the delegates eventually settled on the cop-out option: phase down coal. This was at the behest of India, which doesn't want to hamstring its economy with arbitrary energy targets it cannot meet. Sharma was so upset by this that he almost burst into tears. He said, his voice audibly cracking with emotion, "I apologize for the way this process has unfolded. I am deeply sorry. This was a silly, embarrassing, stupid response. But what else did anyone expect from an event as fatuous, hypocritical and dishonest as COP26? At a cost of thousands of tons of CO2 belched into the atmosphere by the numerous jets flying politicians, celebrities, and other globalist parasites in and out of Glasgow, Scotland, the net benefit to the environment after 2 weeks of hot air debate and late into the night horse trading will be certainly less than zero. As ever, the participating nations couldn't agree on anything and so chose, yet again, to fudge the issue by watering down their final agreement with words that committed them to doing absolutely nothing." As Paul Homewood explains in this excellent summary, titled COP26 Ends in Humiliating Failure, the uber-green, uber-woke, advanced Western economies such as the US and the UK were yet again outflanked and outmaneuvered by countries such as India and China, which just don't believe in the sustainability agenda. India, along with a host of like-minded countries, knew that they could not run their economies without coal and other fossil fuels, never mind grow them and relieve poverty. Faced with the whole agreement being lost, Alok Sharma and the UN organizers backed down, and replaced the words phase out with phase down. Just one word changed, but its effect was devastating for the agreement. Given that there is no obligation to do any of this, hence the term calls, and no timescales are mentioned, India and the rest can interpret this clause any way they want. Unabated coal, by the way, means where the carbon is not captured. In short, they will be able to carry on burning all the coal they want, for as long as they want. The rest of the agreement is pretty weak and ineffectual as well. It is full of terms such as urges, requests and invites, which mean there is no obligation on anybody to do anything. And all COP26 has really agreed on is to meet up again next year and discuss things again. This ought to be great news for reality and common sense. But that would be to misunderstand the true nature and purpose of these COP meetings, which are not really about reaching meaningful agreements, but which are actually just glorified eco-fascist gaslighting operations. The aim, a bit like with Fabianism, is to advance totalitarianism by wearing down the public with a slow, grinding process of attrition. Almost no normal person believes the green bullshit. But every cop, whether we like it or not, we get to have their noses rubbed in it over and over again for a fortnight. As Hitler and Stalin and dictators through the ages have well understood, the key to successful propaganda is endless repetition. In this way, large swathes of the public can be persuaded to believe, against their better judgment, that the huge lie being promulgated by the state is somehow true. What could be more absurd than Alok Sharma, a cabinet minister of a nation whose prosperity was built on coal, now blubbing over his failure to get coal banned across the world? And what did any of us do to deserve such third-raters in positions of power over us? Australian Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce called this one right when he mocked Sharma on Australian TV. According to The Guardian, Joyce told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation on Monday the Australian government had done a great job to protect coal miners' jobs before proceeding to mock Sharma. "You know, it annoys me, what's the guy's name? Was it the chairman Sharma in Glasgow?" Joyce said to the ABC. "He was with his gavel and oh, I'm almost crying, I can't do this." The Australian political leader also contended Sharma had displayed a double standard. "He wants to shut down our coal industry, but he never talked about shutting down the oil fields in the North Sea. Brent oil, you know he doesn't want to shut that down. He wants to shut down industries in other people's countries, not in his country."